Letty, to you first. Your husband's been in the Marine Corps for 19 years. You guys have lived apart a lot. What is it like to run the household and finances when your husband is far, far away? He's in Afghanistan right now.
It's kind of hard, but we tend to manage, and I mean, all you can do is try to manage the best you can.
Sergeant, to you, here you are representing our country, fighting for us. What's it like, though, trying to be involved, trying to be a part of the family when you're so far away?
Well, it's always difficult, as we have our missions and what we're here to do, but we are able to talk on the phone once in a while, and whenever the internet is working over here, sometimes we're able to see each other. So any little piece of home always makes it easier, but contact and communication is always important.
I can imagine. Letty, to you, in terms of running the finances day to day, how do you guys manage that? I mean, do you just take care of everything, or does he play a role as well?
I take care of everything, but we tend to talk while email each other on a daily basis, so we both know what's going on.
You know, I think one of the things I've found in my career is that a lot of military families get preyed upon by scammers, financial scammers out there who want to take advantage of people. Letty, have you seen any of that personally?
No, I have not. I'm very fortunate and we have not seen that.
Well, that's good. Sergeant, to you, you're out there with a lot of guys. Do you have friends out there who have found themselves victims of scammers?
Not this tour. About 10 years ago, we had a couple of Marines that got caught up in a pyramid scam. But the Marine Corps has done a lot since then to be very proactive with the financial workshops. We have a financial advisor here in our unit, and we have workshops and seminars like that to keep everybody abreast of what's going on and what's ahead. And just like Santa Claus has a naughty or nice list, the Marine Corps does too. And if you get put on that naughty list, or do anything to that's not good order to our Marines, we're gonna cut you off. So
Sergeant, you're gonna retire here soon. You've been in the service a long time, a Marine a long time. What is that transition gonna be like? And are you financially prepared for the move?
Well, we started preparing for my retirement about 10 years ago. Seriously, you never think it's gonna come, but it comes very quick in the military. We're financially sound, and we have some good plans to transition into the civilian life.
And Letty, how important is it to plan ahead for people like you? You know, stretched over continents, families everywhere. You got three kids, presumably some of them going to college or into the service. Do you feel like you're ready for that next move?
I'm ready to start a new chapter in our lives. It's going to be something different since we're used to bouncing around. So it'll be nice to finally be able to stay in one place.
Well, absolute pleasure having the two of you on the show. Thank you so much for helping us out. And Sergeant, to you, thank you so much for your service. We really appreciate what you're doing for us in Afghanistan, and our thoughts and prayers are with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Letty, thanks to you, too. Appreciate your help today.
No problem.